Welcome back. It's The Drive with Matthew, Jimmy, and Chuck.
Yeah.
On ESPN Sports Radio 1300 and 92.5.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Dan Cummins and Pears in Georgetown.
Yeah.
You can get us at ESPN Radio Lex on Twitter. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Chuck. Did you play that because your name is Chuck, too?
No, it's Chuck Berry Day, man.
I'm all in on Chuck Berry Day. Phew. Thank goodness it's not you know what anymore.
Hip Hop Hump Day?
Hump Day?
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yippee. Yippee. It's Friday.
It's not. It's Thursday.
Oh, wait. It's Thursday.
Don't tease me like that. I got so excited for a second.
Have a nice weekend, fellas. It's Thursday. Woo! Vegas sports gambling analyst heard on ESPN Radio, Fox, CBS, Sirius. Handicapper at Doc Sports, that's with an S, or at BetMyBookie. Or you can go to Doc Sports without the S, docsports.com, and get your fill, kind of Rafael Esparza, our guy, Rafael. Hey, Rafael.
How's it going, gentlemen? It looks like you guys are hitting bourbon early for the weekend if you thought today was Friday.
Man.
No, you don't know what day it is either. Nobody does anymore.
I threw him off because you're usually our Friday guest.
Yeah.
But I wanted to get you in to talk about this boss horse contest that we got going on tonight.
Oh,
so.
A boss horse contest? Oh, God, boy.
So people are calling it Voss Haas.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Good one.
It's pretty bad.
Oh, boy. I was thrown off because usually you join us Friday. But, I mean, let's start there. This is a huge deal. The anticipation has been building since, when was it on? Sunday? Sunday night, I think it was on. The semifinals of the horse contest on ESPN.
And the finals.
And, oh, that's right. Both. Tonight.
I can't even hold myself together.
Well, because it takes 4 minutes for each one. Right, Rafael?
Pretty much. I mean, I guess we're probably thrilled that this is still going on because we hit the cash cow because everybody bet Trae Young to win.
Oh.
He didn't even make it to the semifinals. Thursday show. Everyone bet both the women would go out, and Allie Quigley still in it. So we're sitting on a nice win no matter who wins. Now, I think Chauncey Billups, we opened him up at +130 against Michael Conley Jr., got hit twice, so I would not be shocked if he maybe pulls the upset. I like give me the old man that has gray hair and a beard to win it all.
Yeah. I'm in on that.
You got to take that. The wily veterans in horse.
Exactly
you got to be smarter.
Right. That's exactly
not
right.
Young and cocky.
Especially since you don't have to dunk.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. Are there prop bets on this horse contest? Like, over under how many shots it'll take?
I was going to do that, but as what I watched on Sunday, I wanted to poke my eyes out because it was so bad. I didn't want to. So we just put up the four odds to win it. Zach Levine's the favorite, +120. Michael Conley Jr., +155. Billups, +350. And Ali Quigley, +450. But you can bet the matchups. Kind of like I said, Conley's a small favorite against Chauncey Billups and Zach Levine. -$2 versus Allie Quigley. Give me the female. I think she takes down Zach Levine. There's no dunking. Give me plus.
Yeah.
I could see her winning the whole thing.
I actually like that.
She can shoot. He can't.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go. These are good matchups. I think I might actually watch this.
I think more people will watch it this week, even if it is more of a hate watch, because that's a popular thing for people nowadays. Even if you hate it, you have to watch, mostly because what else are you going to be doing,
right.
Honestly?
You can watch Beat Bobby Flay reruns on the Food Network.
You know, I've watched that before.
Oh, stop.
And nobody ever beats him. He comes out unscathed every time. Nobody's ever beat him up.
Where is the suspense in that? I mean, well, you know.
Maybe this is the week.
No,
whatever. No, this is the show.
I might be wanting a different show than what they're actually doing. I just want to see somebody just beat the living daylights out of Bobby Flay.
Oh, like beat Bobby Flay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Have you thought about that, Rafael?
He's 82% on winnings, and every live show that he does, I tweet him out or I message him on Instagram. Did I want to do a gambling show? Did I want to be there and set odds on the two people that go against him? And stuff like that? So he's a big horse I mean, he owns a bunch of horses.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like how you just threw out that exact, he's 82%.
Yeah.
Sat at his fingertips. Yeah.
We haven't seen the other 18%. Nobody's, I mean.
They scrub those tapes.
Yeah. All right. You mentioned, Rafael, that you've been getting up early 3 days in a row to watch baseball. And on Twitter, it's hysterical. I mean, and the one thing I loved, there was this game, and if you bet it, and who was it? Who was ahead 7-5?
Oh, it was the Guardians versus the Brothers on Wednesday. With extra inning baseball, that even made my day even better. They came back to win 7-6.
Oh.
Huge.
See? No. But then, in the game in Taiwan, the Rakuten Monkeys, right? They were down 7-5, and they came back and tied it up 7-7. This is just like betting on anything.
Yes, I mean, we got a lot of good handles coming in, and I think we're getting more handle coming in just because now you can watch it. I've been sending out the link where you can watch these games early in the morning, and that's what people want. They want something to escape maybe what their life is going on right now, watch a game. The announcers are hilarious. The first time they announced the game, they were speaking in Taiwanese and English kind of both ways. Now they're just straight up English, but they're trying to get the phrases correctly of how we would call it double play and all that. It's fantastic TV just listening to these announcers.
That's so great. I'm going to have to do this because there's a lot of days I'm up. Like it starts at, what, 5 in the morning or something?
Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. My Friday, not your guys' Friday. There's games, Lions and Brothers. And Monkeys and Guardians. And a good game, Lions versus Brothers. Both teams are winless so far. They're 0-3 and 0-4. So someone's going to get their first W tomorrow.
There you go. This is a huge day.
And it's perfect because you can watch it early, plan out a nap during the day. Most of us have some kind of time, even if you work from home. I mean, come on.
Come on, Jimmy.
And it's baseball by the seventh inning. You'll catch a little snooze and then wake back up.
Nobody's going to sleep for live baseball now. And we still got horse racing, right?
Yeah, got a couple big races at Oak Lawn this week. And don't forget the Arkansas Derby's the Saturday with the Derby Day should it be. The Arkansas Derby's running that day. And I heard Delmar is probably looking at maybe starting up in June and some other California races. So we're adding some more horse racing. The more sports, the better. May 9th, we're probably going to see UFC 250 if it's going to be in some MMA island or maybe Florida, now that Florida says if wrestling is a central sport.
Yeah, sure it is.
Isn't that two words you've never thought you'd heard with wrestling, essential and sport?
Yeah.
How about that, huh?
People made fun of that, but that's a huge, huge step for live sports to start going. The PGA can now play some events there. NASCAR can use Daytona's racetrack. That was a huge thing for us people who just want to see sports because now Florida can just go there and host. They said they're ready to host baseball games. They say, hey, play all the baseball games here in Florida. We don't need Arizona.
They can go to that Disney Wide World of Sports. It's where they play some games.
Why not play them all there?
No fans, obviously.
People made fun of wrestling because of that, but that was a huge door that opened up for all sports.
No comment.
Leave it to wrestling. Leave it to wrestling to do that.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. Are there any odds on who's going to win The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart?
Oh, boy.
It's bad enough I have odds for Lego Masters, I have odds for everything else except that, and I don't want to do extra reality TV betting odds.
Oh, but when there's actual sports happening now. We've got actual baseball.
No, we don't. Now stop. Okay, we have that, but Rafael, I'm telling you, it's the greatest show it's ever been on television. You need to watch. I mean, it's so good. It's love, it's music, it's people crying. What's better than that?
I'm sure my mother-in-law is watching. Right?
Okay. All right.
What about the NFL? I'm sorry. Go ahead, Rafael.
I said, I hope I'm not putting odds on that.
Okay. I wouldn't put odds on that. What about the NFL draft? What kind of prop bets have you got going on for the NFL draft coming up next week? Probably by the time we talk to you again, it'll already be started.
I'm actually putting up odds right now that we posted up sometime this evening. Like, for instance, the Arizona Cardinals' first selection be in any round, offense or defense. So every team bet what the first pick of the NFL draft will be. So that's what I'm working on right now.
What about something to do with outfits? Or do we know yet? Are they going to have, you know, Zoom setups in the top picks' houses so they can be interviewed via Zoom? Will you have any sort of prop bets on what they're wearing? How many people will be in the background trying, like, little siblings in it or animals?
But
what about, are there going to be any kind of weird prop bets like that?
We had odds up how many over under how many people be showing on Zoom, 9.5. I think 36 NFL players will have a live feed.
Okay.
In there, I'm sure Joe Burrow will be one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
We put some, like, will any draftee be shirtless? Will any draftee have a suit on? Will any draftee be shown chugging a beer after he's selected? So we have all that kind of stuff up.
Those are good. And if I'm one of those guys, I'm getting dressed like I'm going to New York for the draft, even if I'm the only one in my living room.
Might as well.
I mean, really. Seriously. Whatever happens, it's still the biggest day of your life.
Yeah.
Right?
If I'm an offensive lineman and all I'm doing is eating and maybe working out right now, I'm sitting on my couch shirtless waiting for my name to be drafted.
Your name from being drafted if they see that.
They're like, can we go to him? No, his camera's broken. Definitely don't go to him.
You know what I hope? I hope, now, this from me, this is unusual because I'm a guy with great empathy for people. What about the guys that don't get picked? Those are always the fascinating ones where they just sit there and names are called they just sit and sit and sit.
And you can't even, because normally on draft day, you talk to those guys, you're like, oh, we're going to go golfing, we're going to go deep sea fishing, get our mind. Yeah. You can't do anything to get your
Wouldn't that be great,
Rafael? Yeah, I mean, we put a camera in Jalen Hurts' room to see, because I think he may be waiting a while.
I
see him being one
second
that
round.
Sneak. No.
Second round.
He's going to sneak into the.
First round?
Top 20.
Oh,
you just watch.
You're insane.
It's going to shock the world.
You are.
Top 20.
I don't know.
He is. There is
Tim Tebow did it.
Bourbon in front of him, Rafael.
We have odds. You can bet round one, 5-1, round two, -140, round three, +150, and rounds four through seven, +450.
Someone's going to take a shot.
This is good.
There's one shock in the first round, and it's. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure.
I've got sources. I don't.
No, so next week when we talk to you, I mean, after the draft, we can get, hopefully, I don't want to create more work from you. I just want to know how we did on a couple of these bets. We can do that, right?
Oh, sure.
Oh, okay. No, I don't like to put more. You've got enough going on right now with early morning baseball and trying to figure out what prop bets to do. Do you ever get? I've wanted to ask you this for a long time. Do you ever get suggestions from, like, people like us,
experts?
I mean, I know you do from us because you're on with us every week. But, like, do your friends call you and say you got to put a prop up because I want to bet it?
Not my friends. I get a lot of requests on social media. Like, someone asked me if I was going to put odds in this kickboxing K1 tournament that's in Japan this weekend. So I was trying to do research on that. So those odds will probably be posted sometime tonight.
Oh, boy.
Morning.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'll take any request. And if I can do some research, I'll put an odd up. I don't care.
I like that.
He's just he's the hardest working man in gambling.
He's a man of the people.
I guess. He is. All right. Well, next week, the great thing about this draft is everybody needs it. I mean, we need this draft right now. I don't care if it's – you don't care if it's from a living room, right?
I don't care, but don't forget Friday's the WNBA draft. I mean, don't give the ladies some love.
Back-to-back drafts?
Oh.
We have eyes on the WNBA draft.
Okay. All right.
I like that.
We have some research to do.
Over under how many Oregon Ducks females get drafted in the top five?
Ooh.
Three.
They're going to beat UConn's record? UConn had back-to-back-to-back years ago, right?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we know Sabrina's going number one.
So
yes, New York, the Liberty made a huge trade yesterday to get more draft picks. They're stacking up. That's going to be an interesting team. I can't believe I'm talking WNBA draft and knowing all this stuff. But it's going to be
this is why you're so great.
Exactly.
Is that now Tina Charles? They traded Tina Charles, right?
Yes.
See? I'm right there with you. All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week. Have a safe few days until we talk to you again. And as always, we can't thank you enough. We are most appreciative of you and your expertise.
Anytime, guys. You guys have a fantastic weekend. Stay safe, stay healthy.
You too, pal. See ya.
Rafael.
Rafael Esparza.
Really is the best.
He's
come on.
And you really haven't been around when there's like a lot of sports to talk about.
No, I mean, really.
I mean,
it
really,
was
since
right as the tournament was ramping up.
That
know.
Was it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really something when everything's going on.
Oh, and believe me, I love getting into the odds and looking at, oh.
Yeah.
I
All
miss
right.
it.
We'll take a break. When we come back, you know what time it is.
Caroline
Dorney.
Let's talk Marvel movies.
Oh, absolutely, we will be.
Tried to find a Chuck Berry song about Caroline, but the only one I found was very sad.
No, we don't want to. No, don't do that. Yeah, good. Don't do that. She's got that song we have for her.
Yeah.
Perfect. All right, ESPN Sports Radio, 1300-92.5.
The Drive, brought to you by Dan Cummins in Paris and Georgetown.